It's WHYY News. I'm Matt Gillum. A new dashboard created by the Pennsylvania Department of Health makes immunization rates publicly available. Secretary of Health Dr. Deborah Bogan says she hopes health experts, educators, and families can use the information to identify gaps in vaccination.
And they can look at it as a community and think, how can we make sure the families who need good information get access to it, and people who need a vaccine can get it if they want it.
State data shows that last year, about 93% or more of all kindergartners statewide were vaccinated against illnesses like measles, mumps, rubella, or chickenpox. However, rates can vary dramatically by individual school, even within the same county. Well, Delaware Governor Matt Myers' list of endorsements has outraged some state lawmakers. WHYY's Sarah Mueller tells us more.
Myers' list of endorsements includes candidates running against two sitting state senators. One of those senators is Claymont Democrat Ray Siegfried. He says he believes the move was retaliatory.
He is angry, mostly because I exposed his bureaucratic inertia, his team that is unwilling to fight for better prescription prices.
A statement from the governor's office says his candidates are ready to work tirelessly for the people of Delaware. From the Delaware desk, I'm Sarah Mueller, WHYY News.
U.S. Customs and Border Protection announced today a man from Maine facing sexual assault charges was arrested at Philadelphia International Airport over the weekend as he attempted to flee to Germany. Matthew Cooley faced several charges, including sexual assault, illegal possession of a firearm, and domestic violence stalking. Federal officers handed the 41-year-old over to local police, who initiated his extradition back to Maine. 87 degrees right now in Center City, Philadelphia. Mostly sunny skies. Glen Mills at 85, Manahawkin at 84, and Roebuck Beach at 80. For the rest of the day in Philadelphia, we're expecting skies to stay clear. Temperatures eventually get down into the mid-70s in the overnight hours. Looks like a chance of storms for Thursday.